Hashtag live local radio shows rock. It's Wine Country Live on the Vine.
We have this segment called All Things Mental Health. And over the last many weeks, we've had guests from Mentis talking about important aspects of mental health. And today, Charlotte Hager is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Thanks for coming back. We have been tracking the progress of your summer programs for young people. Tell us how that's going.
It's been super fun, you know, on our end at Mentis. It's been really, really exciting just to see young people coming together on our campus. This is what we created the Wellness Campus for, and so it's wonderful to see it coming to fruition. We have things going on every single day. We've had groups taking advantage of our pickleball court. We had a yoga class. We're starting some art sessions in our art studio. And then tomorrow, I'm really excited about this in particular. We're starting our series of Adulting 101 workshops.
Mm. And can I take that?
Please. Well, actually, if you're under 24, you are welcome to join.
So close,
But yeah, I know. Like, don't we all wish that we could attend workshops like these? So it's going to run the gamut. Anything from like how to build your brand on LinkedIn to self-defense classes to like basic cooking. We have the Redwood Credit Union coming in to talk about financial wellness, like all of those tools that, you know, are going to be so useful as these teens start heading into adulthood.
And how many times have you heard somebody say, why don't they teach these things in school?
Yes. Exactly.
Like a lot of times we spend, you know, I don't mean to demean anybody who studies math or science, you know, but there got to be a point for me in high school, middle of high school, like, I am never going to use any Algebra 2.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're trying to fill that gap. People have, you know, teens have told us that they want these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so we're bringing it on Thursday afternoons.
Yeah, and somehow there's an assumption. You get to be a certain age and you kind of assume everybody knows things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you register a car?
Yeah.
How does insurance work?
Yeah.
You know? Basic
exactly.
parts of life. How do you create a household budget or something? And yet people don't necessarily know that innately.
Yeah.
You know
no.
it because you've lived through it and struggled with it.
Exactly. And like you know, people might wonder, like, why is Mentis doing this kind of stuff? But these are components of wellness, too. Like, it impacts your sense of well-being when you have to deal with the stress of doing these adulting kinds of things.
Absolutely.
And so having those tools.
There was a study a few years ago. You know, we always use the phrase money can't buy you happiness. But the study showed that not having money buys you a lot of unhappiness in the form of stress.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard when you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
We were talking off the air about that. Most Americans can't deal with a $400 unexpected bill.
Very true.
Right?
Yeah.
If you've never been there, you don't really know how upsetting that is, and you live with it every day.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a huge amount of stress to carry. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Adulting 101. I like it.
Yes.
In the meantime, you have actual therapy programs?
We do. So our therapists are available on our campus in our beautiful new therapy rooms. And we can serve anyone of any background, any age. So we're typically known for serving people who have Medi-Cal, people who are uninsured, but anyone with private insurance. I mean, we all know how hard it can be to find a good therapist, especially if you're looking for someone who might speak Spanish, for example, if you're looking for someone who can offer virtual therapy. So we are able to do all of that. Even if you have private insurance, we can offer a fee-for-service option. It's a little bit more affordable than most therapists in town, even if they have availability, will be able to offer. So we are open to anyone. You can call our general number. That's 707-255. Oh my goodness. I don't even know off the top of my
255
head.
255 and some
here
other
we go.
Numbers.
Some other numbers.
It's 707-255-0966. And then if you hit extension 132, you can talk to our intake coordinator who can tell you a lot more about our services.
Great.
And one other thing we wanted to hear about, a panel at Festival Napa Valley. What's that about?
Yeah, this is super exciting. So Festival Napa Valley kicks off soon. And for the first time, they're going to be hosting essentially a full day music and wellness symposium. That's going to take place on July 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 in the afternoon. And it sounds like it's going to be a really, really wonderful experience, a great learning experience with lots of experts coming in to talk about the role that music can play in wellness and well-being, in boosting mental health. And our prevention director, Jenny Olson, will be one of the, I believe, six panelists. And so what she's going to talk about is this project that we ran a little while back in partnership with the Meadows Assisted Living Facility, as well as the Noon Rotary in Napa, where we brought a group of teens in to work with residents there who are dealing with memory loss and Alzheimer's, and they helped them create these personalized music playlists on these portable devices, because there's all this research that shows that music can be a really powerful way for people dealing with memory loss to kind of reconnect with their past and their memories. And, you know, I've played the violin my entire life, so I know on a very personal level just how powerful music can be as a way to connect both with other people and with yourself. And it ended up being a really meaningful experience for everyone involved, you know, both the residents who were able to kind of reconnect with these old memories through songs that had been meaningful to them in their life. And it turned out to be really meaningful for the teens who participated as well, who really developed relationships with these residents and kind of learned about, you know, cultural history by discovering this old music. And a lot of them developed kind of longstanding relationships with the residents that they worked with, and they would like come back and visit with them and listen to their stories. And so it was just this really wonderful, like, intergenerational experience that really showed this whole new dimension of the way that music can kind of boost well-being for lots of people involved. So Jenny will be there on the 6th to talk about that. And yeah, we're really excited to be able to partner with Festival Napa Valley in this way.
And I'm sure that everything we've talked about and a lot more is available on your website.
Exactly. So if you go to mentisnapa.org, you can find information about all these things. We're also posting all the time on Instagram and LinkedIn, where you can find us again under Mentis Napa. Follow us for more updates. We have great wellness tips both on social media and on our website as well. If you're ever looking for some resources for boosting your own well-being, take a look. And we love connecting with our community and sharing everything that we know and hearing back from people.
Charlotte Hager here from Mentis with our All Things Mental Health for this week. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
99.3 The Vine is proudly owned and operated locally by Wind Down Media.